Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were taught that the strength of our service for the Lord comes from the Word of God. So let's continue right there today.
On his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
When you look at the command to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, because there are many antichrists in the world, and by implication, they get in the local church, because there always be tares, that is, there always be hypocrites, there always be tares among the wheat. And so they try to work inside the local church. Instead of Christ's way, they try the world way. And we see they'll leave the church that won't abandon standards. People who were at one time friendly but mad because the church would not pollute its doctrine or standards. Then we see men who did not get caught up with every wind and wave of doctrine, because they were continually in pursuit of God. And so they follow the call of God as priests on their life. And so they're always pursuing God. And so they want to know him. Now, have you ever thought it peculiar? And I know I've said this on the radio broadcast before, but in Philippians 3:10, you think of the Apostle Paul, who received 39 stripes 5 times, 3 times was beaten with rods, night and the day in the deep. He spent countless amount of time in jails, prisons, dungeons, accosted, beaten, stoned, left for dead. I mean, we can go on about all that he suffered for the cause of Christ and the opposition of many that named the name of Christ. And going through all that, Philippians 3:10 says that I may know him. Now, you'd think if a guy really, really suffered like that, he would know the one that he's suffering for. Well, Paul did. But he's not talking about that I might know who he is. He's talking about getting to know him more and more. I know my wife more now than I knew her when I married her. And so he says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. He wants to know that kind of power and the fellowship of his sufferings, be in partnership with his sufferings, standing with him, conformable unto his death. And so that he might know him in all these things. Oh, to be like Jesus with his heart. So we notice that you know him by your personal pursuit of God. We notice also that they had that fight themselves. Again, back in verses 13 and 14 of this chapter, talking about young men, he says, I write to you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. Verse 14 says, again, I've written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Now you notice their strength comes from what? The word of God. Meditating in it, thinking on it, and living by it. And so, it helped them to choose between good friends and godliness. Good friends and holiness. Even if that meant family. It was either family or fullness of Christ. That is, Christ is all in all. Now, the Lord tells us how to love our own family, our children, our husbands, our wives. So, again, you love your spouse, you love your children, you love your parents, as per the Bible. Then you begin to know the fullness of God. Now, it might be easy to love someone, but it might even be easier and better when you love it because God tells you to love. So we've seen in the Bible and down through the church history what happened when the people get their heart right with God and they have a heart for God. Souls get saved. Christians get right. Missions expand. And the judgment hand of God is withheld or delayed. See, our God is gracious and merciful. There's no question at all. If we truly repent of our sins, God will forgive us. And he'll reconcile us to himself. He may not remove afflictions and other maladies of life, but he will strengthen us in these things with his strength. And that's 1 Corinthians 10:13. There's no temptation, there's no trial, there's no tribulation, there's no kind of thing that has, there's no trial, temptation, whatever you want to call it, that has taken you, that is not common unto men. But God is faithful, who will with the temptation make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. You see, sometimes we're wanting God to take something away when he's wanting you to carry it. Paul prayed three times for the thorn in his flesh to be removed. Instead, God said, no, I want to give you the strength to bear it. So his strength was made perfect in weakness. Our main joy is God man's best present dwelling among us. That should be the joy and desire of every Christian, his manifest presence in and through us. Our most bitter fruit becomes the sin that causes him to withdraw his manifest presence from us, whether it's an individual or local church. The blessed fruit of repentance recovers the presence of God's manifestation of his grace and his mercy. My friend, the pursuit of the knowledge of God should be a lifelong pursuit with each of us. It's not status quo. It's not perfunctory, just doing what you got to do to get things done until it's over with. No. We need to have the attitude of the psalmist that said, search me, O God, and know my heart. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And that's the kind of love that we need to have in our heart to strengthen us. The point of all this, then, is in 1 John 1:3, again, he said that we might, ye have heard and declare unto you that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. In verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship, we have partnership with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. What a blessing that is. Service for God. The involvement in a Bible preaching, Bible teaching church, our standards of life being governed by the Word of God. And they revolve around and know that that is only possible through His fullness only in and through us. Not just going through the motions, but it's a moment by moment walk with God. Pursuing to know, to please, and have the joy and fullness of relationship with God. And so, there are those that go out from us, but then those that stay, realize you have a call of God. And through that call, the more you pursue Him, the more you'll know what is right and acceptable and holy in His sight. Now, today's society, it is often geared to look down upon those who have. And by that I mean the rich or those that have more than we have. In politics, it is stated that the rich need to pay their fair share. Of course, if one says, just have everyone pay 10% of their income, regardless of what he or she makes. If it's 10%, then it would be fair. So 10% of $100 a week may be only $10, but 10% of $1,000 a week is $100. So the rich is given their fair share if they make that much. And yet the other guy who works hard for his money, doesn't make as much money, can hold his head up high because he has given his fair share. Now, many disagree with that. And I'm not today making a political statement. Okay, so understand that. I'm only saying that some feel that others have an unfair advantage. On the other hand, a person works hard, he saves, and wants to give that he's saved to his children that he worked so hard for and spent his life doing, so that when he dies, he leaves it to his children. It makes them wealthy. But then, these same people, maybe it might be government, thinks the kids should have to pay taxes on what their father already paid tax on, since now it's in their hand. Okay. And so it's been said, round and round she goes. Wherever it stops, nobody knows. And I find it interesting that Christ, in talking about the day of judgment, for the Christian speaks of taking from him that hath the one and give it unto him that has the ten. Now, some people say, well, that's unfair. But others would ask, how did the first guy get his ten while the other guy didn't increase? Now, in heaven, I want to be a part of the ones who have, not the have-not. I don't want to be saved so as by fire. So please understand that in heaven, you take what God has given you, and you use it for his glory, and you give it your all, not perfunctory, but you're giving it your all in that unction and that call that you have from God. It can be used of him in a mighty way. And it's not unfair because so many have wasted the gifts that God has given them. Now look, a person may have a great gift to sing and go out and make much money singing. But God wanted him to use that in the local church, and he'd have to work a regular job. Now, he may make much money on this earth, but he'll leave it all behind, and it'll be saved so as by fire.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
His truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.